As the state's emergency management spokesman said yesterday, there probably should have been actions taken in the immediate aftermath of the January 13th missile alert. An internal investigation has revealed that the state employee who triggered the alert had been the focus of concern for a decade. Reporter Nick Gruby has the story in today's Reality Check from Civil Beat. Good morning, Nick.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What that we didn't know before got revealed yesterday? Quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, we learned a lot yesterday about the false missile alert that was sent out. The first thing that came out was revealed by the FCC. And what they had said was that the missile alert was sent out because the employee who pushed the button, it was actually a mouse click, but yeah, believed that there was actually a missile on its way here. So it wasn't a mistake as the way it was sort of couched by state officials here. Mm-hmm. And then later in the day, we learned from the state that this employee had a history of mistaking drills for practice with real events and had done that two times prior before sending out the false missile alert on January 13th.
One of the questions that arose in the light of what was revealed yesterday was, why weren't we told this earlier?
I think that is a really big question throughout this whole situation. I mean, there are a lot of questions that have been raised, including about whether or not the state has been fully forthright with the public and the press about what happened, when they knew it, and when they should be telling us. Because the information has really just been trickling out here, and in some cases it's been contradictory. I mean, there was the whole fiasco with the governor's office releasing an image of what the supposed screen looked like, and then after being ridiculed nationally for lack of design and user experience in that image, they sent out a second image that looked nothing like the first, which raises all sorts of questions about who's telling the truth here. And I think that's just been a problem throughout this whole situation. They fumbled the ball a lot.
It does seem, though, Nick, I don't know if it seemed that way to you, that the state has, knowingly withheld a fair amount of information. It's been more than 2 weeks now.
Yeah, they haven't really told us everything. I mean, the report that did come out yesterday is detailed in the sense of that it did answer a lot of questions. But, it also raises a lot more, one of those being whether or not there was proper oversight in the first place. I mean, here we have an employee who has a history of problems for many years, who has incredible responsibility when it comes to warning the state about an impending missile strike. Yet he was still in that position. And when that happens, I mean, you have to question whether or not he should have been there, whether he should have received more training, and whether there was more that could have been done by his immediate supervisors.
Well, we certainly haven't heard the last of this, Nick, so thanks very much for checking in with us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Every day we bring you a reality check from Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Nick Gruby.